Hello, and again, welcome to the Labyrinth Library Podcast. How are you doing this week? I hope you're doing well. It's pretty nice here. The weather's finally gotten autumnal. I actually had to wear something more than just my shirt sleeves to work today, so I'm quite happy for that. I'm actually happier for much better reasons, though, much better, more bibliophilic reasons. I got in the mail today from Amazon Japan my copy of the new Wheel of Time book, book number 13 or 14 if you count from Newspring. The Towers of Midnight. Now, what's odd about this is that if you go to the Tor.com website, Tor's the publisher, if you go to the Tor website, you go to any of the sort of authoritative blogs on the series, they say this book isn't going to be released until November 2nd. And yet, I have it here in my hot little hands right now, thanks to Amazon Japan, who I guess decided they can ship books whenever they feel like it. So, I've got it. I'm trying to plow through Gathering Storm again right now, going as fast as I can just to catch up. I will probably be finished with the new book very, very soon afterwards. I will try not to reveal any spoilers, although I did notice as I was flipping through that it turns out that Rand Althor is actually Harry Potter. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that. You know, mysterious past, strange scars, it's all there, man. Rand Althor is Harry Potter. All right, but I am looking forward to it. It'll be good fun to read. And after this one is finished, there's only one more left, A Memory of Light. And that should be released around this time next year. And when that's done, man, that whole series is finished. I was telling some of my students today who saw me wielding this giant hardcover book during lunch that everybody asked, is that a Bible? And I had to say, no. It's much better than the Bible. But, I had to tell them that I started reading this series when I was in high school. And that kind of freaked them out a little bit, I think. But that is neither here nor there. That is not what we're discussing. That's not the series that we're talking about, at least not yet. I gave you a clue last week that the series that we're going to be doing is our end-of-month reviews for a little while. It is a very famous series. Took almost 30 years to finish. A lot of people waited very impatiently for it, and I got some good correct answers. The first one was from my friend Chris back in the States. He was correct in that it is The Dark Tower by Stephen King. All right, so are you ready for this? The next 7 months, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about The Dark Tower. And if you haven't read it yet, there's going to be a lot of spoilers. That's standard, but I hope you do read it, and I hope you enjoy it. Good luck with that. So, let's get to it. Let me give you a quote. I don't usually start with a quote, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. The man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed. There's really not much more you need to know about this story, except what's right up there. That's the essence of the whole thing. It's a chase, right? A man in black who has obviously done something terrible, and a gunslinger who is obviously going to set things right. Of course, if by set right you mean kill a whole lot of people, then yeah, you're pretty much on target. This is the beginning of the Dark Tower series. It's a story told in 7 volumes total, and it manages to be sort of a linchpin for all the other worlds that he has created. It's a story about 20, 30 years in the writing, and almost never got finished, actually, which was very sad, but it did, which is better. It's an epic story. All about this endless quest for the Dark Tower, the center of all reality, the axle upon which the wheels of creation itself move. Roland, the gunslinger, is hunting for this tower. He wants it more than anything in the world. He has lost everything in pursuit of this tower, his friends, his family, his world, and yet he has pressed on. The man in black has information for him, can set his path towards his goal. If only Roland can catch him. On his way to the man in black, Roland finds a small town taken over by a mad preacher woman, a sympathetic hermit, and a boy who doesn't look like he's terribly local to this world. All of them help point the way to the man in black, and none of them make it to the end with Roland. Even he is unprepared for the terrifying reality that awaits him when he and the man in black finally have their palaver. There really is something kind of magical about this book, right? Even if there were no other Dark Tower books, it would stand out as a good story, well told. Part of this is its deceptive simplicity, you know, moving from point A to point B with only a few flashbacks to fill in the story. Well, actually quite a lot of flashbacks, seeing as how King did set this story in a featureless desert with a singular protagonist, and there's only so much you can work with without dipping into the well of the past from time to time. The glimpses of Roland's past that we do get to see are tantalizing. They tell of a rich and cultured world that is nonetheless hard and merciless. The gunslingers are really all that stand between civilization and chaos, and there are precious few of them left, or there were. Roland and his friends knew they may be the last of their kind, but that doesn't deter them from pursuing their guns and growing up to honor their fathers. The fact that we know from the beginning that they all fail, well, that just makes it all the more poignant to watch them try. It's hard to talk about this book, really, without trying to talk about the rest of the series, and it's even harder to convey the feeling of reading it when the series was still ongoing. My father, who's a huge Stephen King fan, he had these books when I was a kid, and I eventually got into them and was, like so many other people, just immeasurably frustrated by the pace at which King was writing them. You know, I finished this book, which does not necessarily have a happy or easy-to-understand ending, and I wanted more. I wanted to know what Roland was going to do now he had his palaver with the Man in Black. I wanted to know if he would ever find the Dark Tower. Whom would he enlist in the quest, as the Oracle had suggested, and whom else would he sacrifice as he did young Jake? Speaking of which, Jake. The relationship between Roland and Jake is an interesting one, especially as I got older and reread it. When I first read the book, I was probably about Jake's age, which is 11 years old, and this is another great example of the 11-year-old boy rule, which is that if you have a major character in your book who's not an adult, chances are it'll be an 11-year-old boy. Stephen King is the master of this. But when I was Jake's age, I was reading his story of how he came to Roland's world, and that was horrifying enough, but then to see how their relationship would eventually end was even worse. The idea that there might be something more important to, you know, my parents, and if Roland's not a father substitute, then I don't know who is, something more important to them than I was? Well, that was horrifying. To think that a purpose might exist for which they would let me, to pull an example out of thin air, fall to my death, that's not the kind of thing an 11-year-old boy wants to think about. From the point of view, then, of an older person, a grown man, I actually found something kind of uncomfortable about their relationship, and I've been assured that this is just me. I've discussed this with people, and they all look at me funny, so... There's this bond that formed between man and boy, and it was just instant, and it was intense, and having grown up in a culture where a strange man being that friendly to a young boy would automatically be colored with this taint of, you know, pedophilia and NAMBLA and whatnot, well... I had to work a little harder to stay inside Roland's head. The fact that I know that wasn't where King was going with the relationship, that does help, but, you know, every reader brings his or her hang-ups along when they read, and some of mine are a little more persistent than others. I'm sure a good psychologist who needs to put a down payment on a yacht would be very happy to help me work on it. So if you're one of those, and you have a yacht just waiting to happen, give me a call. Anyway, it's an excellent beginning. What follows, then, is this massive tale, a great quest that spans time and space and reality, culminating in Roland's final understanding of who he is and why he exists. Not all of it is as good as this book, but it's still working, I say you true. So put on your good boots, don't forget your hat and your horn and your donkey. It is a long, long trip to the end. So let me give you a quote from this book. This is a line from The Man in Black near the end when they do finally get to talk. The Man in Black, who is not, by the way, an expert swordsman, not an expert in Iocane powder, and probably not nearly as handsome as Cary always. But The Man in Black says, "This is not the beginning, but the beginning's end. You would do well to remember that, but you never do." There. Tantalizing. The interesting thing is that once King finished the series, he went back and he retooled this book a little bit. So if you're going to read it, if you're going to read the whole series, make sure that you're reading the revised edition, revised and extended. It's not horribly different. Some King purists got really kind of up in arms about it, but the essence of it is not that different. There's a few details that have been changed, a few references that have been dropped in that will point the way towards other things in the series. So yeah, make sure you're reading the right one when you do read it. And again, I do recommend it. And you, as a new reader, and I'll probably mention this again in another review, I suppose, but as a new reader to the Dark Tower series, you have such an advantage that you can start with book one and go all the way through book seven. You don't have to wait. Oh, I hate you. Anyway, that is The Gunslinger, the beginning of the Dark Tower series. We will spend the next 7 months talking about this epic, epic construct. So I hope you enjoy. Anyway, next week, what shall we do? We are going to talk next week a little bit about history. And not just any history, Japanese history. Yes, I know that my giant audience in the United States and Europe is just loving to hear the details of Japanese history, so I'm giving it to you. And we're going to talk basically about the 19th century equivalent of gunslingers in Japan, at least in Kyoto especially, a group of men whose job was basically to keep the peace. Whether they did that or not, my vote is not, that's pretty much what their job was. So you tell me who they were, and that's the title of the book. Go for it. If you win, you won't be tortured to death. That's your prize. So, I think that is it. I have a lot of reading to get through. I'm, like I said, about halfway through The Gathering Storm, and then I got Towers of Midnight, and I have to go laugh at all the people who haven't got their books yet. Am I a bad man? I might be a bad man. Anyway, I hope that you enjoy doing what you're doing. Read a good book for me, and I will see you all next week. The text version of this review will be up on the blog, thelabyrinthlibrary.blogspot.com, along with any relevant links I can think of. If you have anything you want to say or any suggestions you'd like to make, please leave a comment and let me know. If you have a book you'd like to recommend, I'd be happy to hear it. If you'd like to send me an email, send it to labyrinthlibrary@gmail.com. And if you like what you hear, please give a review on iTunes, become a fan on Facebook, or follow LabLib on Twitter. This podcast is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license, so feel free to share it, but please don't sell it or change it. The music is courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at www.incompetech.com. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week, and until then, keep reading.